There we are. It's 8:32 on the clock. We'll call to order the Board of Equalization meeting. The Opens Meeting Act is posted on the east wall. Attendance by observation. Jurgens, Hill, Bauman, Dorn, Lytle, Byers, and Neiman was here, but I don't...
He's in my office.
He's out in the hallway.
He's out in the hall?
He's
not in the room
in
the hall. He's out in the hallway, not in his chair. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Lytle, seconded by Hill. Vote. Now, Teeman's not voting either. It's 6-0 in favor, but we got to turn. Patty, can you turn his, or Gary, or Denny, somebody?
There you go.
There you go. Teeman not absent yet, or Teeman absent yet. I entertain a motion to approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Lytle, seconded by Hill. Vote.
Abstaining as I wasn't present.
But Eric, you can vote on the minutes. Yeah, the 6 in favor with Byers abstaining because Byers was not at the meeting. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. And this is only for the Board of Equalization during this here part of the meeting. So we will have comments from the public during our board meeting after we open that meeting, 8:45. So, Patty.
Basically, all I've got is the protests. We need to set a day when we hear them all, the final. We have 126. Daryl and I have handled quite a few of them, and then we have hearings tomorrow and the next day with Lloyd and Daryl. So they'll hear those, and it'll be the final that we have to do with the board. So we've handled most of all those.
We might have. I've got a couple. One more that came in with the postmark date in my office, and then a couple we're checking on.
Okay.
In the way they came in.
So
Patty, approximately how many protests were filed?
126. So
plus maybe a couple more.
Maybe a couple. What Don got in the mail yesterday.
Yeah.
How many of those were ag related?
I would say maybe, I didn't count them exactly, Terry.
That's
I'd say
all right.
30-ish.
Okay.
So, yeah. There's some commercial ones, of course, that Daryl takes care of. And then a few houses, you know, recent sales and things like that. So. We have been out measuring a few things and looking at a few things, so I didn't think we needed to do those individual meetings. You know, Denny's equalization chairman, and he's kind of been under the weather here. So, like
we're
I said...
We're ahead of where we are usually at this time, and the assessor and her staff have done a wonderful job in dealing with these issues.
What date are you looking at? Are you
If you want Daryl here, your board meeting's the 20th, I know.
Yes.
But if you want Daryl here, it'd have to be a different day than that because he has a Turk case that day.
In the letters.
So, you know, I mean, he's going to, I know, he's going to have his recommendations written on those. And, I mean, everything that we can do, we can do.
I guess we probably, I mean, Don said it was sent out in the letter to the people that protested.
On the 20th.
We were going to have it on the 20th. So we probably better.
The only hope is maybe the Turk case will get settled. That's a possibility.
Yeah. So, I mean, in the past, we've adjourned our board meeting in the morning and reconvened like at 1, I guess. I don't know. It's hard to say what our agenda is going to be, or does somebody, I guess, what works for everybody on the 20th, or does it work?
But I think we normally have started at 1.
Normally, we either ended our meeting and started that meeting. And does 1 work for everybody on the 20th? Or I mean, we got to have 5 people here. Let's put it that way. Does 1 work for 5 people?
I'll be out of town.
You'll be out of town. So,
what's the date again?
The 20th. Our next board meeting is the 20th, that Wednesday. If we hear those, if we plan on that meeting at 1 o'clock. Does that work? Because right now, Gary said he'd probably be gone. We have to have 5 people at that meeting, so if we can still possibly have 1 more gone, but after that, we can't have a meeting. So
we for sure have to have them done by the 25th.
We have to have them done by the 25th.
Makes sense, Myron, just to set it for 1 o'clock.
Set it at 1 o'clock.
That's what we've always done in the past, and it's worked. So.
Okay.
And it really shouldn't take very long if, unless some people want to come in and talk about it, you know.
Some people don't like your decision and protest, Father, then it'll take a little longer. Otherwise, we'll just be reading those basically in and the decision that was made on those. Okay. 1 o'clock on the 20th.
Okay. And that's pretty much all I've got for today, so unless anybody has anything. Homesteads were due June 30th. We're still trying to get a few people to, you know, because they have until July 20th is the late date. So called and sent out letters now because there's quite a few elderly people that need to get them in. So other than that, I don't have anything.
So I'll just make a comment. We thought or expected, I guess, a few more. You know, I'm not sure why we didn't have more. We thought there.
We've talked to a lot of individuals. I think the thing is, key is communication. Come in, visit. We pull the card. You know, explain everything. Once again, you know, being up at the legislature is a real important thing if they want anything to change. We've talked to them about that in the past. The local level's doing all they can, but it basically has to, you know, some of the things need to be changed up there. So, and they've made an attempt, but they got a ways to go. So, but I have talked to quite a few that, you know, and a lot of them took several. And what these are, even the ones that we do have, maybe one owner that has five pieces of property, too. One owner had eight, so rentals and things, so. Rentals are not always an issue because of condition after a renter's been in there, so. But. Oh, and one thing I do want to mention is we do have people in the area now taking pictures. Gary Wiebe will be out in the country doing some work for me, taking new pictures, and Bob Toma is in town. And then in the interim, we'll be out there, too, with looking at different. It's my 1 year's, that 1 year. You know, every 6 years we have to.
And this is the year.
This is the year that we're in the rural. I'm taking pictures, and also eventually we'll be looking at some of the.
Will they have some identification on their vehicle?
It says assessor. They're driving the two cars. Okay. They have both, and they've both been employees of the county. So that's sort of a good
county,
thing, too.
Both of them will have something on their vehicle so that if people suspect somebody just.
Right. And Bob, like in town, well, you know, he's right there, and it says right on the car. So, yeah. So.
Okay. Anything else for equalization? If not, we'll adjourn the meeting at 8:39.